While freedom has been a concern of human beings throughout their history, it has been conceptualized in very different ways. The Stoic writers of the ancient world, for example, argued that a citizen was free if he, women were not generally considered full citizens, was good and reasonable, even if he lived in slavery. This was because freedom consisted of being able to will what is good and reasonable, that is, not being enslaved by bad, unreasonable desires. Some classical writers, however, saw this as a convenient way of justifying a status quo which they regarded as deeply unjust. Freedom, they insisted, required at the very least the absence of coercion. Others went further, arguing that freedom was not just absence of coercion, but absence of dependency. If a man was dependent on the goodwill of, say, a patron, even if in practice he was able to do what he liked, then he was not truly free. He had no control over patrons who might change their minds at any moment. True freedom lay in self-sufficiency. It did not entail lawlessness, rather, living according to laws which one had oneself helped to shape. This required a form of democracy much more intense and immediate than anything we have today, with every free citizen contributing directly to new legislation. As the historian of political thought, Quentin Skinner, has compellingly argued, this neo-Roman theory of liberty was taken up again in the Renaissance, notably by the hugely influential Italian thinker and republican Niccolò Machiavelli. It became particularly popular in England, where it was used by writers like John Milton to criticize the behavior of the king. However, neo-Roman ideas fell out of favor with the restoration of the monarchy after a period of republicanism and the gradual ascendancy in political thought of their great opponent, Thomas Hobbes, who argued that freedom lay merely in the absence of coercion.